Front Seat Live podcast happily presents My Year of Healing the Hustle podcast, where I, Jessica Butts, psychotherapist, 2.5-time author, corporate trainer, and Myers-Briggs expert, share my raw, vulnerable, honest, and in-the-moment experiences of my journey to heal the hustle. I recently put my money where my mouth was, and I sold everything I owned and moved to Maui with 5 suitcases to explore this healing island. What has come up is a mountain of real life healing the hustle experiences I hope you can see yourself in, so you can also heal your hustle while still being unapologetically who you are. Let's get started. All right, everybody, I never do 2 things. One is I never do an intro to the show, and so I'm doing a quick intro. And 2 is I never really edit these. James, my fabulous podcast producer, he knows I want it just raw and messy, and so he just takes out my throat coughing. But I goofed, and there's like a 2-parter. So if you hear a hard edit, there's some funny stuff. But this intro is actually, again, something I never normally do. You got to listen to the end. You got to go all the way through this episode. There is some good shit. I get on a soapbox at the end. I think the entire episode is wonderful. I hope you learn a lot about why I made a mistake, but make sure you listen to the end. All right, everybody, enjoy the episode. Welcome back, everybody, to the Healing the Hustle series on the Front Seat Life podcast. I am delighted. I'm delighted that you're back. I think we're on episode 4. I really have no idea how many episodes there are going to be in this series. I'm just going to keep it going. I do love when the universe continues to give feedback, if you will, that the more that I talk about this, the more that I go back to my roots of personality type and my therapy roots and really connecting with people and not talking at people. Again, the universe just continues to reward that with more ideal clients. I'm getting more corporate training opportunities than I've gotten. Well, I guess probably because COVID was also a thing for 2.5 years. Obviously, it still is a thing, but you know what I mean? We're kind of coming back from that. But the world is eager. The world is eager and excited to start learning about their personality type again. And I'm loving that people are reaching out and they're engaging and they want me to come in and speak to their organization or their women's group or their team. I just had an amazing conversation with a great, great, great company in Seattle that is just, you know, dying to know about some of the stuff that I'm going to talk about today. So today's episode is I made a mistake. And I don't know if I'm ruining the punchline, but I'm going to tell you the what everybody's wondering. I'm assuming everybody's thinking, oh God, she thinks she made a mistake by moving to Maui. That is not what this episode is about. I did not make a mistake moving here, but I have made a mistake. And the mistake is that I moved here thinking that it was going to be a straight line to being. So if you've listened to the first episode of this new series, you know that it's called Entrepreneurial Trauma Response. You know by now, and you may want to pause and go back and listen to that episode, but you know by now, if you've been following along, that I have been hiding. I was just over it. I was in my backseat. I was in my reptilian brain response. I have been overwhelmed, inundated by the coaching industry and just the disgustingness of it, COVID, all of the things. And I really just shut everything down. I retreated. I moved across an ocean. And part of moving here has been absolutely not rediscovering myself. That is not fair because I know myself really, really, really well. I'll be honest. Part of moving here was stepping more into the being part of myself. So I have talked for years and years and years, and I use the infinity symbol for a lot of different analogies with couples and therapy and all kinds of different things. And so the infinity symbol for this episode of I Made a Mistake was that instead of thinking about being and doing, so the last letter of our personality type, the J and the P, which is how we like to be organized in this world. It's also our front seat and our back seat when we kind of run away from things. So my reptilian response was, get me the fuck out of here. I need to go just absolutely hide and run away and get out of here and just be. That's the mistake I made. I got here and I settled in. I got a couple months in and I was walking on the beach recently, which I do multiple times a day. And I was walking on the beach and this episode came to me and I thought, oh my God, I made a mistake. Again, not about moving here, but about the expectation that as an ENFJ, I would get here and miraculously like not have any ambition anymore. I would get here and not have that J part of my personality type, to not have the intuitive, to not, I mean, the feeler for sure. But I have to say, I made a mistake. I got here and thought it's all going to be gone. Like, it's choking me up. It's making me cry thinking about it. That I really did. I really believed this. And I'm doing this episode because I know, because I see wonderful, amazing clients all week. I know that this happens with other people. I see it, but I didn't see it in myself. And again, part of this series is I'm just sharing as it is unfolding. It is messy. It's the most vulnerable I've ever been. These are the only episodes I ever re-listen to because I'm like, oh my God, what did I just say to all these people? But in the moment, I realized, fuck, I am still this person. I mean, I'm going to be 49 next week. I mean, I'm not dead. I'm not 89. I'm only 49. And I really did. I thought that I was going to move here and kind of semi-retire and just a little bit hide and step into a part of my personality type that is part of who I am, not all of who I am. And so that's the mistake. So as we go through this, you may want to pause here and go take the quiz on my website at jessicabutts.com and figure out what your front seat and back seat are, because this is what I'm going to be talking to you about today as a reminder that the J and the P dichotomy, the last letters of the Myers-Briggs, the MBTI, are, again, this positioning of how we like to be in this world. In addition, I'm going to be talking about our front seat. And so I'm going to be talking about my front seat, which is similar to a lot of my listeners. So this is going to be very, very relevant for probably 85, 90% of you, because most of my listeners are also NFs. So again, feel free to pause, go take the quiz. It's super, super fast. Your results are at the bottom. They do not get emailed to you, so don't get off of the quiz. Look at the bottom, screenshot them, and then there's additional information on my website under the book tab. So there's that. Okay, so I know myself really, really well. In fact, next week's episode is going to be my birthday episode, and it's going to be my five favorite personal development tools to know yourself better, because it's the best way that we can go through this world is knowing ourselves as well as humanly possible. And so I know my front seat. I mean, this is literally what I teach, for God's sake. I mean, I have a master's degree in it. I'm a coach. I'm a therapist. I do podcasts. And yet I even had a, oh my God, I made a mistake moment on the beach the other day. And I realized that I did a couple of things. I overcompensated and or I let the pendulum swing too far. And that I also was, so a bunch of things, I wasn't balancing my J and the P in the form of an infinity symbol. Remembering it's not a line, like you don't go to one side or the other. You float. You know, infinity symbols are meant to float back and forth. Sometimes I need to be very J and very controlling and very domineering and be in my masculine energy in my business. And other times, well, part of why I moved to Maui is because I was always in my masculine energy in the Seattle area and running my business. And I just didn't want that anymore. And so part of being in Maui is stepping into this P, the perceiving energy of the Myers-Briggs, which is going with the flow and letting life unfold and seeing what happens. Again, last week's episode was really being very vulnerable about how my masculine J energy was really ruining my experience here on Maui because I was trying to force it to be something other than what it is or what it wants to show me. And so lastly, the thing that I made a mistake, so these are two things so far, this would be the third, is I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I hope you realize that, you know, we're all learning all the time, is that I forgot my front seat, you guys. I forgot my front seat. And being here and having that moment on the beach, I realized that first of all, my front seat is extroverted feeling. So again, if you're taking the quiz, you can look at yours and hopefully this is relevant. So my front seat is extroverted feeling, which is my relationships to people. It is my literally my best self. It is utterly important. It's why I love my one-on-one work with my clients. It's why I have a lot of deep, amazing friendships and relationships with people. It's why I'm on Marco Polo with my favorite people all day long. It is critically important to me. My relationships are the number one thing in my life. It's why my partner is the luckiest guy in the world when I have one, because I give so much to my relationships because I also get so much out of it. So that is my very, very best self. It is the driver of my car. It is the first position in my car analogy. My second is introverted intuition. And that is all my ideas. It's thinking about the future. It's planning for the future. It's thinking about, oh, maybe I should start a store here. Call it Bougie Ass Bitch. I bought that URL the other day sitting on at the beach on Sunday. I was like, oh, I'm going to go buy bougieassbitch.com, which I now own. Or taking pictures or writing a book or starting a podcast or where am I going to travel to next? This is who I am. This is how God designed me, universe designed you, whatever you believe in. This is how I and you were designed. So, if you want to know what your type is, again, go take the assessment, schedule a call with me, whatever we need to do. But I fucking forgot. I made a mistake forgetting that I am across an ocean by myself, and my number one part of my personality type, the thing that I get the most joy out of, the thing that I am best at, is being in relationship, talking to people, connecting with people. And I'm not much of a phone talker. I'm not a huge texter. This is why I love Marco Polo. I'm obsessed with it because I can see the people that I'm talking to. They can see I'm a hot mess. They can see me crying. They can see me at the beach. They can see me happy. I can see that in them. It's emotions. Texting, there's so much lost in it. I told somebody the other day, I was like, I'm a terrible texter because I have such a full range of emotions that it just doesn't serve me to have a long-standing text relationship with anybody in my life. And basically, if you can't do Marco Polo with me or see me, our relationship's not going to last. Period. End of story. My cousin, Alex, I love you so much. We just reconnected a while back and we were trying to catch each other or text or whatever. And I was like, bro, you got to get on Marco Polo. And so I convert so many people over to that. And this is why. Not everybody is this way. I'm not saying this isn't, I'm just sharing my mistake. And so that you can see that you might be making the same mistake too, is where are you losing yourself? Where have you overcompensated? Where have you let the pendulum swing too far in the other direction that you have forgotten? And so moving across an ocean by myself, my mom the other day was like, did you not foresee this being a little lonely? And I was like, no, I didn't, because I'm such a relationship person. Again, I just figured I would, whatever. Again, see last week's episode. I shared all of that last week. And so I'm fine. I want to be clear with people. I'm fine. I'm not lonely. I have moments of it, but I would have moments of that anywhere in the world. This is not about that. This is about me realizing, oh my God, I made a mistake. And where have you done the same? So again, my front seat is extroverted feeling. So this is why I'm about to go home. I'm leaving on Friday and I am going back to Seattle, and I call it home still. I'm working on that. But for now, I'm going back to Seattle for an entire month. There is a reason for that. I was going home. It's 4th of July. It's my birthday. And so I had a 10-day trip planned. And then I got a corporate speaking gig at the end of July. And I was like, do I fly back to Maui for 11 days or do I just stay in Seattle? And I connected to my front seat, which is my relationships. And I've missed my people. And so I get to have an entire month in one of the only beautiful months in Seattle, literally one of three nice months. And I'm going to go spend the entire month there because I can, first of all. So not everybody has this luxury, but I can work from anywhere. I don't have any kids. I'm renting a place. I can do whatever I want. So I'm going to, because my front seat is connecting with people. It doesn't mean that's only it. So here's another infinity symbol, is that our introversion and our extroversion is also balanced. And so I spend a tremendous amount of time by myself. I love it. I mean, I went to the beach on Sunday at 7:30 in the morning. I stopped and got some snacks, put up my umbrella, and I put earplugs in at the beach, and I read an entire book, and it was so glorious. I mean, it was so glorious. One of the funny things here, I'm totally just digressing for a second, but one of the funny things here on Maui is that at least 50% of the people here are tourists. And so I have witnessed that couples that don't like to talk to each other, they sit at the bar because they don't want to talk to each other. And so they talk to other people. And so I have to be very careful when I am in an introverted mood, when I don't want to talk to people, that I got to either read or put earplugs in or literally put earbuds in so that people won't talk to me. And so I sat down. I'm in the juiciest part of this book. It is so good. Verity by Colleen Hoover. Oh my God. I'm at the like pinnacle sex scene. Like it's been building. And I'm sitting down to have my call up my yummy cauliflower they have there. And I am just about to read the sexiest scene. And the lady next to me starts chit-chatting about my food. I had earplugs in sitting at the bar. Like what a freak, what a freaking freak. And I engaged with her for a second. I took my earbud out for 1 second and then put it right back in because she was just going to engage me my entire conversation. So this is the balance, right? Is that some days I love doing this. I'm having the time of my life sharing this. Had an amazing day yesterday with 6 glorious clients. Had a great meeting this morning. And then there's days where I just, I want to be introverted. And it's balanced. My friends, it's an infinity symbol. It is not a straight line. And that is why, again, this is I made a mistake. So that's the extroverted feeler in me. And this is a little over three months being here and realizing this is how I have to balance this. Like I love it here, but I also have the flexibility that I get to go home for a month, home, Seattle, whatever, going back to Seattle for a month to connect with my people, to spend time with them, to connect. And then after that, I have a ton of visitors. Like every single month, I've got visitors coming in, which is going to feed my soul and feed this front seat. But I'm embarrassed. I forgot. So the other part of my front seat, which is a lot of you guys as well, is the introverted intuitive. And this might make me cry too, is that I thought I was done. I thought I was done. I thought I moved here and I was going to write this book, which is just really not happening, but I'm doing this. I thought I was just going to hide behind my computer and see clients and just be. And that is not who I am. It's not who I am. Period. End of story. It's part. It's I want to be better at being, at going with the flow, being in my feminine energy, not hyper controlling every single thing in my life. And I am a creative person. I am somebody who wants to share my point of view, who wants to share my education, my knowledge of personality type and human behavior with people. I'm an expert in type for sure. I believe I'm near expert on human behavior. I love this work. And I forgot. I made a mistake. I massively overcompensated. And it's taken me a couple of months to get here and to realize that I got to do both. And I hope all of you at this point are also thinking, well, how do I do both? And this is what I've got for you today. There will be more coming because, again, I promised you this is talking with you, not out at you. I don't have this completely figured out. In fact, I don't know if we'll ever figure it out. I was talking to one of my best friends today about a relationship that she's in and you know, something that's going on in my life about how do we balance who we are, what our needs are with, but also somewhat trying to go with the flow and see how things unfold. And I said, you know, I think we'd be millionaires. We'd be gazillionaires if there was an easy answer for that. Because while I appreciate that some people are just absolutely go with the flow with so many things in their life, I bet they're also not great at also getting things done. And that at this age, we've got to remember who we are. We've got to remember that, oh my God, I moved across an ocean and this is part of who I am. But there's also this other part of me that has needs and wants and desires. And so this friend and this example of how do we do both? I want all of us, me included, you to imagine so many different things in your life as an infinity symbol. If I ever finish this book, the next book, which I've been promising for a gazillion years too, is called Love Me for Who I Am. And maybe that'll be the next podcast series. Actually, that's a really good idea. Someone remind me of that. That the infinity symbol goes for so many things in our lives. And the million-dollar question is, how do we do both? How do we, you know, step into a new relationship with somebody that has different needs and wants than we do and not try to change them, but also get what we want out of it and get our wants and needs? It's not a pendulum swing one way or the other. It's not an either or. It's not I'm right and they're wrong. It is this infinity symbol of going on this journey. And the infinity symbol of this example of making a mistake, of pendulum swinging way, way far of I'm just going to come here and hide and sit behind my computer and never do a podcast again and not put myself out there and not share my expertise in these areas. I just was doing myself, the listeners, anybody else who's interested in this, I'm doing them a disservice by doing that. But I'm also not honoring who I am. So where are you not honoring who you are? Not everyone's going to like you. Not everyone's going to accept you. And that's okay. We've got to honor who we are to ourselves first and foremost. And I hope you've realized that this is certainly not a destination. This is an ongoing journey. Part of me being this vulnerable and sharing this on this podcast is in hopes that you see that someone that you're even listening to right now is on a journey and that it isn't all figured out and that I'm not talking at you. And so giving yourself permission to be on this journey of self-discovery, being on this journey of practicing by sharing, these are my wants and needs with yourself and with other people. Again, that epiphany the day I had on the beach of like, oh my God, I made a mistake. It's okay. I didn't beat myself up. I actually felt great. I was like, oh, this is so delightful. I just learned something about myself today. I realized I've overcompensated. How do I get back from this pendulum swing one way or the other to this infinity symbol of floating? That's what infinity symbols do. They float. You're on, I mean, play with your finger right now in that way. Like you're floating on this infinity symbol. So there will be days that I am absolutely in my bossy masculine J-type energy. And then I will float back to I am, you know, in Maui and just letting this beautiful island unfold itself to me. We have a whole new relationship since I've had this epiphany about 10 days ago. I am so much more peaceful, so much more calm, so much more content because one, I'm allowing myself to be balanced in this J and the P, but more than anything, I realize I forgot my front seat. I forgot that my very best self is connecting with other people. And when I had been here by myself for all of this time, and of course I'm meeting friends. I mean, if you're watching me on social, you're probably like, what is she talking about? She's with people all the time. But there's obviously something different than being with my people, my sister and my mom and my dad and my very, very, very best friends. And yes, Marco Polo gives some of that, but you know what I mean. That is a huge part of who I am. And then again, I am not someone who lives in the moment. I'm just not. And I live in the future. It's what I do. Am I practicing living in the moment? Yes. Is it a pendulum swing? Yes. I'm sorry, not a pendulum swing. Is it an infinity symbol? Yes. That was a very funny Freudian slip. That was really funny. I am working on it and I will work on it until the day that I die, but embracing and remembering that this is who I am. I will always be thinking about the future. I will always be planning for the future. And that's just who I am. And if I can't accept that, how can I expect other people to accept that? So again, I'm pausing for a second because I want you to remember this is less about me. I'm just sharing my story so that you can hear yourself in it, I hope. So again, go take the quiz. This is about you figuring that out. Send me a DM. If you want to set up a call, we can certainly do that. The other thing about that $1 million question, and I was just a guest on a beautiful podcast that hopefully will be out in a couple of weeks and I'll share it, is she, you know, asked that question too, is how do we do both? How do we heal our hustle and show up as the badass go-getter bosses that we are? And the answer was partially what I just said. And the other is doing it our way, doing it our way, reinventing what success is. There's going to be a whole episode on that, I promise. Reinventing what success is, going inward. Every episode, I end up coming back to the bucket analogy, but stopping this bizarro comparison that is going on in the world about having to do it some other way, or that, oh, this is how that podcaster is doing it, or, oh, they're writing books, or, oh, they're doing groups, or, oh, they're doing events, or just do it your way. And the way that we do that is that we have to tap into our own intuition and figure out what works for me. How does the ENFJ in you flow through life? How does the INTP float through your life? An INTP and an ENFJ are not going to live the same lives, or they certainly should not. They should not be doing the same thing in the world. They should not be doing the same business. They should not be showing up the same. They're very, very, very different people. And so if you're in a relationship and you're expecting that other person to be who you are, you better quit that shit right now. They are never going to be you. Unless you're with your same type, which there's a lot of benefit for that. I will say that. I have dated an ENFJ and it was, wow. It was like the sexiest relationship I've ever had. Man, it was really hot. Because we so got each other and we were like so turned on by each other's like front seat. But oh my God, when our back seat happened, it was a freaking nightmare. So again, there's pros and cons. Oh my God, I completely lost my train of thought. I got all like hot and bothered thinking about this guy. It was so fun. Oh my God, do I end my episode on forgetting what I was talking about? That's hilarious. Okay, so back to doing it your way. Oh my God, I did forget. This is hysterical. Let me pause. Hold on. Okay, that was a first. I'm not gonna lie. I try to not edit this hardly at all. James doesn't edit this at all. Basically, he puts in the intro and the outro and takes out my coughing. And that's about it. But he had to literally dub two things together because I paused it and then I couldn't bring it back because I didn't know how. So this is the most editing he's probably ever had to do. And that was hilarious because I completely lost my train of thought. I keep notes, but I couldn't even come back to my notes. But I'm back. And I will end this episode by saying, again, this is all about going back inside of that bucket, repairing the hole in the bucket, figuring out who we are so that we can start doing things our own way, and remembering that when we make mistakes, it's likely because we have forgotten who we are. We have forgotten to come back to our essence. We've forgotten to come back to our personality type, our front seat, our core values, who we are, what's important to us. Hence, what's coming up on next week's episode is my favorite 5 tools to help us understand who we are. And that's the point of this episode, is I made a mistake. I freaking forgot who I was. I forgot my front seat. And I tried to force it. That's the J in me, right? As I, again, hence last week's episode of forcing this, forcing Maui to be something that it is, trying to forcing myself to be something. I was going to say something other than I am, but that's not true. Forcing myself to be only one part of who I am. My friends, you are multidimensional. I am multidimensional. And we have 2 parts of us that are absolutely our very, very best selves. It is your front seat. And luckily, there's only 2. It's one of our main things is to, hence the name of my second book, Don't Do Stuff You Suck At, is stopping those kinds of things, not overcompensating, not letting that pendulum swing, but balancing that control freak, bossy type A energy with the being and the flowing, but also remembering your front seat, remembering your gifts in this world, how you are supposed to be showing up, and what's going to make you the happiest. And if you need to fly back and forth between Maui and Seattle, where your people are, and keep being your creative genius in order to make that happen, then so be it. Because you know what? There's no fucking rules. There's no rules. These self-imposed rules of whatever they are. I just don't believe it. I don't understand these rules that people put in that, you know, this is, you're supposed to be this way, or you're supposed to want to be married, or you're supposed to want 5 kids or 2 kids, or, you know, you're supposed to, I don't know, have one partner, or only be attracted to one gender, or not date or not sleep with people, or not, just do whatever the fuck you want to do. Just do whatever you want to do. But you got to figure out what that is first. What makes you happy? What is your front seat? Quit listening to all of the naysayers. Oh my God, that shit is crazy making. If we listen to everybody else, what do they know? I'm pretty sure I've done a whole episode on that. What do other people know? Why do we give so much energy to what other people are saying about us? It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. We are the only ones that are experts on us. And so I'd encourage you to become an expert. And so when someone pushes back, you can say, hey, thanks for the feedback, but I got it, bro, or lady, or whatever. I got it. Thanks for the feedback. But you got to get quiet. You got to remember these things about yourself. And I'll share more next week. So I'm fired up. Okay. I got to go have a snack. I love you guys. I'll see you next week. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Give me a shout out. Let me know what you thought. Love 5-star reviews over on iTunes. It really boosts the show. And so, you know, we appreciate that shit. All right, guys. See you next week. Bye.